And so we're going to trend into some storyline here, and I'm going to apologize now for doing it, but relatively speaking, there's a Chris here having a conversation with a Carl, and so for the benefit of our audience, I'd like to go through this because I thought this was very interesting, and it brought up some questions for me. In the 80s, you used to get migraine headaches.
Long time, yeah.
Yeah, and you were painting while you were doing this?
Not so much.
Mm-hmm. And you said to manage these headaches, you used to meditate even though you didn't like to meditate.
It was like a rape, yes.
It was like what?
A rape.
Rape?
Raped by migraine.
Yeah.
Rape, the me migraine. Was graining. Me graining.
So you said the way you managed it, though, was to, and I'm quoting here, sinking into a condition of absence.
No, perception just disconnected from that information of Kai. Just by, it was unbearable, so it disconnects from this body, and then it just enters again this golden honey light.
Right.
Just because of...
But this, yeah, as we go through this experience really did trigger an absolute, almost dissolution for you. You went from this sinking into the condition of absence into what you call a vibrating light of awareness. And this is your golden honey light again.
Yes.
Lots of light motifs coming up here. So coming out of that, you turn on the BBC, not for any spiritual reason. I love this too because I was completely a-spiritual.
Okay. More for a soap opera.
Yeah. Well, no, you were looking for stock prices.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Enterprise.
Yeah. But what comes up? The Mahabharata, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Which is the story
of... The rocks.
Yeah. The dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna regarding life. Mm-hmm. And during that story... Yudhishthira, I think that's
a brother of
Arjuna. Yeah, the brother of Arjuna gets killed and he goes to heaven and he asks Krishna, where's the rest of the family?
Yeah.
Krishna goes, they're all in hell, yeah. Right?
So he first went to heaven and then all the enemies were there.
Yeah.
And then he was, where's the rest of my family? Where's my family? They're all in hell. Okay, I want to join my family. I'm not interested in my enemies.
Right, right. I want to be with my friends. The relative joy of heaven means nothing to me anymore.
Yeah.
And the important part of that, the relative joy of heaven means nothing to me anymore. And then either he or you say, then says, yes, there is no desire for change or for this avoidance of pain and suffering. And if this should stay as such for the remainder of existence, so be it.
Yeah.
So that's a complete surrender. That's a complete acceptance.
Which no one can do.
Yeah.
Just an absence of a tendency of avoidance. Just as there.
The absence of a tendency for avoidance. I like that.
It's like a total resignation, but no one can do that. Resigning from whatever idea to avoid what is.
Right. So this was a pivotal thing, though. At that particular moment, it almost seemed as though you're passing through a gate, a precipice for you. You say in there that time stopped, the world stopped, and Carl disappeared.
That was the chakra masters would say it's a breakthrough through the third eye, mm-hmm. which was a control eye. Like the avoider, which normally sits in as a third eye, controlling everything in your so-called body, mm-hmm. just breaks through. It's just burning out by that, which is that this snake energy goes mm-hmm. through your whole system. So in that acceptance, it cannot resist anymore, and then the resistance is broken. Then it goes down to the whatever.
So then back again, pure light, the absolute acceptance of being, pulsating science, I'm going to come back to those words, and absolute aliveness. Could you tell me more about this experience and what you learned from it?
No, it's just for the preparation of this body.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a learning of it, it's just preparing this whatever tool now to sit here and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or talking to itself to in talks or in some mm-hmm. gatherings or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was more me like a side effect of or a preparation to of this moment now.
So what you're saying is that the total acceptance, the total surrender, allowed for a physical transformation in essence.
That this body can be the tool to just to present it.
A channel.
It's like you use a scissor or something to cut something.
Mm-hmm.
This body becomes like a vehicle to transport that message or mm-hmm. to itself. That the consciousness can listen to that through this loudspeaker. So the loudspeaker got prepared to pronounce it. So it's not his loudspeaker, it's not his fault, or it's not his whatever. He cannot be pride about it. Mm-hmm. It's just an event of consciousness preparing some so-called Karl mechanism, this body, to pronounce something what maybe sometimes cannot be pronounced because it's
beyond words.
Right. Very interesting. You said from that time appears in that which I am.
Time is the realization of what I am.
Time is the realization.
I realize myself in time.
Okay.
So in the
relatively.
Relatively in the separation between the realizer and the realization. That's already that what is the creator and that what is the creature, so that what he is creating. So you can only realize yourself, reality realizing itself as that difference or in that separation.
That separation can't exist without time.
Time is just this whatever that you can experience whatever you are in a different way of mm-hmm. whatever possible way you have to separate mm-hmm. from yourself for the sake of experience. Mm.
When you say time appears in that which I am, would that also be true of space?
Time is space.
Yeah,
it's part of space.
Time is space. Okay. This is another quote. Everything that is in time, any sensation, cannot touch that which in itself is absolute, that which is life itself.
Because it cannot touch it because it is it.
Right.
It's not possible of touch because there's no second. So as I say, I'm absolute Karl, I am totally detached from anything because there's no second. So there's a total detachment because there's no second who can touch me. Or that what is what I am. So that's called non-duality. There's actually no second who can touch the first. Where there is no first, even. Mm-hmm. So that is total detachment, mm-hmm. but not one who is detached from something else. Being totally detached is being what is, what you cannot not be.
Right.
That is total detachment, and not a detachment which is then you are detached from the world or you are detached from ideas. No, this is attachment which your natural state is, your nature, which is totally detached from whatever is, because there is nothing but you.
Wow. You then share in this the key, or at least to me is the key. Perfect love had become aware of itself.
Unnecessary.
Unnecessary? That statement?
No, that love becomes aware about itself, mm-hmm. just it happens.
Yeah.
But not without any necessity.
Right.
It just happens.
Right.
It's
just spontaneous. Yeah.
It's just another just experience. Mm-hmm. For me, now I would say it's just the next sip of coffee. Love becoming aware about itself. Mm-hmm. So it's not any special thing. It's very natural. It's a natural drinking a sip of coffee or having a sip of whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's nothing special in anything.
Would you say that then that love itself is awareness?
Love, you can say that what is awareness does know awareness. And then you call that what is love does know any love. Mm. And then love becomes aware about love. There's already the starting of separation and realization.
I see what you're saying. So this whole little essay was describing what I would call consciousness without an object, prior to an object. The absolute being aware of itself.
Already it's part of realization is already mm-hmm. a reference point.
A reference point.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You become a witness, like a witness states, a light, the awareness.
And that's a reference point.
That's already a reference point where mm-hmm. from where you then whatever perceive yourself or perceive what can be perceived. Mm-hmm. So the perceiver is already there, the seer. So the purest seer, the purest eye, like the awareness eye, as a perceiver, already is part of realization mm-hmm. and already separated in that way. So not what you are in nature. Mm-hmm. So the light of Shiva is not Shiva. Or the light of the experience of as light
of
as
light.
What you are
mm-hmm.
already is a second-hand mm-hmm. experience. As what you are can never be experienced in any way. But this is the first and the last and the beginning and the end of the way you realize yourself.